Hot Cuisine, narrated by Savannah Scarlett, narrated for Capido in collaboration with Saga. The Cooking Class by Anne-Marie Kjeldberg. I lie in bed at the conference hotel after a long, instructive, enjoyable day. It's been a bit like being at summer camp school or living in a collective. Nearly no rules other than learning, eating, and talking to others. Chores, tax statements, raising the kids, and the obligatory phone calls to the great aunt Yvonne are far, far away. Even my husband feels somewhat distant. Everything is so simple here. There is a lot of laughter. The sea down below the garden is very blue. And the food tastes different than at home, especially when the evenings are so warm that we can sit and eat outside on the large terrace. The only problem is that I can't sleep. It's always like this when I'm someplace new. So now I'm lying here in my flower-patterned room, listening to the creaks of the old wood while an owl hoots outside. The conference venue is an old manor, enormous, full of nooks and crannies. Perhaps my small single room used to be one of the housemaid's chambers. I wonder what it was like to live here when the farm was actually a farm, with forests and fields and gentlemen and fine women. Up here in the attic, it must surely have been as hot as it is now. Maybe I could go down to the kitchen and fetch a drink. A nice bottle of Faris would taste great right about now. I peek out into the hallway. All is quiet, and the short summer night is already making way to the dawn outside. Down a flight of stairs, around a corner, along a narrow hallway, and then I'm at the kitchen door. The light under the kitchen hood is turned on. It looks warm and inviting. The fridge hums homely. I open it, find a cold Faris, put a coin in the money box, rummage in a drawer looking for a bottle opener. Then I sit down at the old solid wood table and drink. The other door to the kitchen is lit. I can see flickering lights behind it. Did someone forget to put out a candle? I walk towards it and push the door open. In the dining room, there are no candles, but the bright yellow light is shining through the French doors in the middle of the room. I walk over to the doors that lead to the fireplace room and stop abruptly on the threshold. Yes, there are candles burning in there, but they are not forgotten. A dark-haired man is sitting on the sofa, reading a book. He looks up and smiles at me. He isn't one of the participants in the class. "Can't you sleep, Marie?" he asks. It's wonderful that he knows my name. He must be one of the staff, though his face, it doesn't look familiar. No, I say. I needed a drink. I can't sleep either, he replies. I notice that he is wearing a bathrobe, a dark red one. Not terry cloth, but a thinner patterned fabric, probably Italian. He obviously lives in the house. I thought staff members didn't live in the main house, but I don't make any comments on this, and I just signal that I shall get going. I also need something to drink. Will you join me, Marie? His tone makes me follow him right out into the kitchen. He takes a glass and fills it with water from a pitcher on the table. Have a seat, he says, gesturing towards the chair. I carefully take a seat. I believe you have a bad back, he says. That could be what's keeping you from having a good night's sleep. Shall I massage your neck?